Hi everyone, this is Nick Bosk again here for your Coaching 101 Minute from International Coach Academy, your weekly update of our Coaching 101 classes. This week we had students from the US, from Switzerland, the Netherlands, UK, and Canada. And a great question came out of our Reframing Perspectives class around the concept of invalidation and respect. So invalidation versus respect. So the question was, how do you help a client who may be stuck in a place of judgment or invalidating themselves or those around you? Now, the first thing to think about and to realize that respect is not an outward judgment of someone else. Respect is an inward feeling about yourself. So respect is how you judge yourself. Now, however, there is a connection between inward and outward actions. How you respect yourself will be identical to how you respect others. So how much self-respect you have will match how much respect you have for others. So inward respect equals outward respect. And so that means that outward judgment is a reflection of inward judgment. When we judge others, we judge ourselves. What we may find respectful in others, we may find respectful in ourselves. So what we find disrespectful in others, we find disrespectful in ourselves as well. So the way you judge yourself and the harshness of it will directly affect how harshly you judge others around you. So really, when you're coaching a client that may be stuck in this internal judgment or judging others, is to really bring this to light, letting them know that what is inside reflects outside. So if they are disrespecting others or find themselves stuck in situations where they feel they have no control because others may be taking the control away from them, have that client begin to look at themselves first, because there's probably areas in their own personal life that they can begin to focus on first, and then of course the outside will begin to change as well. And the opposite is true as well. So let's move into a whole new way of seeing respect. First, let go of all judgment. It's damaging and harmful to yourself. So begin to paint a different picture of yourself. Think of words like consideration, esteem, values, admiration, and really begin to draw a picture of who you want the world to see you as. And beginning with you, how do you want to see yourself? So this can be really playful with the client, letting them to be very creative in designing a picture of their ideal self, of who they would like to be. So really the first step in helping a client to overcome invalidating themselves or others is to build some respect, to stop the judgment. Do not judge. No judgment, either yourself or others. So other questions that were asked in our Coaching 101 classes were about visualization. How do I help my client to visualize? How can I aid them in having more creativity? Other questions had to do with the program. You know, how do I start as a student here? What is the best path as far as how many classes to take in a given week and what classes to take in which order? So if you're interested in learning more about those questions or more of the conversation around invalidation and respect, I really encourage you to take advantage of one of our free Coaching 101 classes next week offered here at International Coach Academy, specifically for anyone who is interested in looking to become a coach themselves. This has been Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute.